Russ Fox, all new Five Night of the Fan. Losey's Lounge, talking blues hockey with Reed Lowe coming up. But right now, we're going to chat with the man who broke the Mike Schilt story, Rob Raines. Rob, great to be with you. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Frank. Thank you.
Your takeaway from the statement from Mike Schilt is?
Very kind, very generous with his thanks to everybody in the organization who he worked with over the years. And I know you were talking about, did he mention all the coaches? And I thought he did. I thought he mentioned Pop and Zeph by name. And he didn't go into detail, obviously, talking more about some of the guys that he has been closer to over the years, like Marmol, who he signed as a scout and, you know, known him for, you know, almost all his life. So, you know, there are people like that that he probably praised a little bit more than others. But he did, as far as I know, he mentioned everybody that he's ever coached with or worked with.
You know who he didn't mention was Mike Gersh.
Yeah, that could be.
And
but he did say Mo and his staff, you know. I mean, there was other, I mean, there's other front office employees that he didn't mention or he didn't mention.
Yeah, but
by name, you know.
But if you hear the scuttlebutt, and I know you've heard it, that Gersh was one of the people that may have had an issue here where they get as analytical as possible. And the fact that he mentioned so many people and didn't mention Gersh, well, it leads you to think there was some smoke to that fire. He did thank Jeff Albert, which I thought was kind of interesting, too. That was very gracious of him.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously there's issues here, or we wouldn't be having this conversation because he wouldn't have gotten fired, you know. So, I mean, it's just like he said, and he did say that he hoped that everybody who kind of is rumors that are out there or things that people are trying to uncover, he hopes, you know, he could keep that, you know, in the back burner and just, you know, move forward and, you know, realize that it's two people who have a disagreement of, you know, something that they didn't feel like they could work through and work together. And that's the ultimate decision, is when whoever's in charge is going to make that decision. And the person who's not in charge is going to be the one that, you know, falls victim to that decision.
You know, when you had the run he had, though, in very difficult circumstances at times, I keep getting back to this, though. Why couldn't you have come to some type of accord or let him know how serious this was? And I bet they didn't. I bet, you know, as we know, he's completely blindsided. But when you, if you've done nothing and you screw up and you have an argument with the boss, well, you're gone. But when you've done something like what he's done, couldn't there have been a way to save him?
We don't know. I mean, there's only two people who knows the extent of the relationship and how it went south and what exactly happened and what was said, you know, at different points, you know, this year, in the past years, you know. I mean, I think for anybody who wasn't privy to those conversations, those private conversations, we'd only be speculating and we'd only be guessing. And I don't think that's probably fair to either person involved, you know, just, you know, two people who, you know, have worked together in the past that, you know, kind of had a falling out. I mean, I think that's kind of what it came down to. And as I say, when your guy, you know, the guy who's in charge has the support of the ownership group to make that decision, then that's what's going to happen. So, you know, I think it was just I don't agree with the decision. I very much am in the Mike Schilt camp of supporters who thought he did a great job and didn't deserve this to happen. But we all know in baseball sometimes, in life, in sports, whatever, that sometimes the things that aren't fair and that don't make sense, they happen anyway. So, you know, I wish him the best. I know he's going to get another job, and I think he'll do great at it.
What about, like, citing, and not it was all about the hitting coach, but again, like, if there's in fact, there was a conflict in the Cardinal dugout at one time with Ponce de Leon and Yadier Molina.
Yes.
Who did Mike Schilt side with? He signed with Yadier Molina and basically pushed Ponce and said, go away. Because you side with the one who's more valuable. You side with the one who you have more of a track record with or something. Well, I don't know about that, but you side with the one who's more valuable. What I can't understand is, I know it's not the sole reason, is if there's a real conflict between Mike Schilt and the hitting coach, well, Mike Schilt should win that argument.
Yeah, except we don't know what the extent of the relationship was between the president of baseball operations and the hitting coach. You know what I mean? I think that's the rub. Is, I mean, you know, Mo, and we all know this, you know, he came down very much in the Albert camp. I mean, when they hired him, you know, as far as the changing philosophies of hitting and making him in charge of basically the hitting system for the whole entire organization. I mean, that would be for them to fire Jeff Albert. And I'm not saying it wouldn't have been justified had they done it, but for the Cardinal organization and the higher ups, not the manager I'm not talking about, but the higher ups in the organization, would be admitting a colossal failure of that decision to hire him and make him in charge of that whole philosophy. And I just don't think they wanted to do that. I mean, I think, you know, I don't know. As I say, that's another part of the conversation. What conversations Mike had with Jeff, what kind of talks they had about the philosophy and how that all worked and why it didn't work and what did work. I mean, we don't know because we weren't in that room.
So. Yeah, but I think we do know certain things. I mean, Mo mentioned that the hitting coach thing was a reason.
Yes.
Okay. So
if I had to pick one coach on that staff and I think Mike had disagreements with it, probably would be Jeff, yes.
Yeah. And then let's talk about the embracing of analytics, which kind of ties in with that. I always, in my conversations with Mike Schilt, thought that he embraced them, but like with, you know, some solid baseball men, you know, it didn't, you know, dictate every decision. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
And do you think the Cardinals are at a point now where they want it to dictate every decision?
I think they've sold out to analytics. Yes, I think they want every decision to be based on analytics. I think they're taking, from a scouting department, from a minor league player development department, I think they're taking away the human element of coaching and the human element of managing.
Okay,
I think that's, you know, something that Mike probably resisted.
Another thing brought up was players. And I've had conversations with three different players since the firing, and I got the impression that there was no, it wasn't a player issue like maybe with Matheny at the end, that players in general, I mean, there were beefs, but in general liked them. That's what I got from talking to players. What about you?
That's similar to what the feedback that I've received is that I don't know anybody who had an issue with Mike Schilt in that clubhouse from a player perspective.
So it's really crazy. And I've covered it for 28 years as a reporter, Cardinal baseball. You've covered it for how long?
This is 40 now.
40. Okay. Have we ever had a situation where the guy is successful, the players like him, and in general, the town and media embrace him, lose his job?
Not that I can remember.
Wow. All right.
It's, you know, I mean, we know who made the decision. We don't know exactly why, but, you know, and that's, you know, now it's going to be on, you know, let's see who he hires. I mean, that's, you know, now the pressure's on. You know, and I know Derek wrote about it in the Post yesterday, you know, that his two handpicked managers that he's had is the charge in charge of baseball operations. He's had to fire both of them for whatever reason. So, you know, in a very relatively short period of time, especially when you're looking at the history of Cardinal managers and how long they usually stay in the job. So this is not going to be he's going to, you know, obviously have to interview some people and decide who he wants to hire. But it's going to be a really interesting decision that he has to make here about who to hire.
So how much more, I know Mike Schilt basically said, let's move forward and everything, but how much more reporting will be done on it? Because, Rob, there's a part of me thinking that, okay, I can call all my the players that I know. I can talk to some people in the organization. But I don't know if we'll ever get to, like, you know, an instance, like what happened on that Friday in the organizational meetings, you know?
I doubt it, unless there's somebody who spills the beans at some point because they're no longer working in the organization or no longer working in baseball and they feel like they could talk. You know, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, as I say, when those things happen, I mean, there's only a couple of people that know exactly what was said inside that room and inside the private conversations on the phone or whatever. And unless they decide they want to share that information, we're just going to be left to speculate and guess about it, what was said.
All right. It looks like it's going to be Ali Marmol or Stubby Clapp, or do you think that Skip Schumacher moving up from the outside has a legitimate chance? I know Skip would be great in terms of dealing with the media on an everyday basis. Not that that's the most important thing, but he's always been a charismatic, great guy. How do you handicap the three?
I don't know. I mean, to me, the only thing I would say about this is I think if you've got a guy who's the bench coach and you've got a guy that's the first base coach, if you were going to elevate the first base coach to manager over the guy who's the bench coach, that would be kind of awkward unless the bench coach was leaving too. You know, I don't think he would stay as the bench coach and be reporting to the guy who was the first base coach. So that to me, give me a little bit of a feeling that Marmol might be ahead, but then you also counter that argument with saying that he hasn't managed anywhere above A-ball, and Stubby did have two very successful seasons managing in Triple-A. So, you know, I would say they're, you know, probably close, and then maybe that becomes the outside factor that the outside guy has the edge because of, you know, you don't want to pick between those two guys. So I think it's probably very close. I mean, I'm sure he probably thought about it before he made this decision, who he would replace him with if he did replace him. So I'm sure he has probably his own guy in mind, and would surprise me, you know, it's not probably not one of those three, but there could be somebody outside that we don't know about.
Could you argue, wait a minute, Skip's got a lot of positives, been in the Cardo organization, charismatic, great guy, overachieving guy, but he's also a part of a coaching staff of the most underachieving team in baseball? But you don't blame him for that.
Yeah, I don't know that you blame him. You don't know exactly what his role and all that was. I mean, I'm sure that's, you know, if San Diego's going to interview Mike about the management job, they're going to ask what happened and why he got fired. I'm sure if you're going to interview Skip, you know, as about the becoming a manager of the Cardinals, you're going to ask him what happened that last month in San Diego. You know, I mean, you just have to find out, but, you know, whether, you know, how involved he was in the decisions that were made and why they lost so many games, you know, down the last month. I mean, I can't say because I didn't watch every one of their games, so I don't know, you know, what role he actually played in all that. You know, I'm sure you have to ask him what happened.
Yeah, and
I'd be fine with Skip, too. I mean, Skip is a great guy. I know him really well. You know, I think he would do a good job. I would have no problem with him becoming the manager.
What about Shilton, San Diego? If I'm the Padres and I underachieve with all that talent, and I look at this Cardinal team, which won 90, and they were supposed to win 85, if you look at the analytics, and then the year before they overachieved, Mike Shilt would be a very intriguing candidate. I know that there's some talk about Bruce Bochy. There's some also talk about Ron Washington. Those are both very intriguing. But do you think
I saw something in a report in San Diego that says that as of now, Ron Washington is not on their list of people to interview.
The Jim Bowden list, by the way,
Bochy, of course, had a long run in San Diego and is very, you know, much beloved in that city and, you know, was there for a long time. But I don't know how much of his desire to come back and manage is again, too. You know, and if he's only going to come back and wants to come back for a couple of years. I mean, I know there's, you know, Tony and Dusty are still going at it, you know, in their late 70s. But, you know, to me, you probably want a guy that's a little bit younger than that if you want to build with him and stick with him for a while. I think Mike would be a perfect fit. I think Mike, you know, definitely is going to, you know, once he kind of, you know, comes to grip with this mentally and emotionally and is able to kind of turn the page and move forward. I think San Diego's the kind of job that would be very appealing to him because he wants to win a championship. He's driven to win a World Series championship, and it's a club that's built to, you know, get a couple more pitchers in there, and I think that's, you know, he could be in a position to help them do that.
Yeah, I wonder how appealing he is to other jobs. I don't think the Mets job makes sense. I don't know why. I just don't think it makes sense for him. I just can't picture Mike Shilt in New York.
The Mets have got to, well, he'd be great, you know, as far as he would do the job and do a great job at it. But I think that until they hire a guy to be in charge of their baseball operations, the manager is going to be a little bit of a on hold, I would think. You know, I mean, Beltran is probably a little bit ahead of him as far as on the pecking order in New York, simply because he was already offered the job once and, you know, lost it because of all the Houston scandal. But I think, you know, he could do the job. I wouldn't be worried about that. But I think of the two, I think he would probably prefer San Diego, which just seems like a better place to be than New York. But again, he's going to get paid for next year. So maybe he makes the decision that, you know, there's only two jobs open right now. Maybe he makes the decision that I want to wait and, you know, kind of survey the field and see what happens. You know, I could see, you know, one scenario that, you know, nobody's talked about, but, you know, it's, you know, there've been guys, managers who've had a job and somebody became available, i.e. Joe Maddon, and all of a sudden the current manager's fired, even though they had no plans to fire him because they got a chance to hire Joe Maddon. So, you know, what about Baltimore? You know, where Mike Shilt's roots were, he worked in the organization as a kid, his mom worked there, he reveres Cal Ripken, you know, where's his number eight in honor of him? You know, what if Baltimore decided to take a run at him? You know, that's a little bit longer shot because obviously they're a lot farther away from being a contending team, but they've got some good young talent in their farm system. They're getting better. But, you know, I think maybe he decides to sit, you know, let's just sit a little while and see what happens here, you know, and see what other jobs have come available since he doesn't have to worry about financially anything for the next year or so.
Wouldn't that be interesting that the two former Cardinal managers who did nothing but win here, Matheny and Shilt, go to organizations that do nothing but lose in Kansas City and Baltimore? Hey, what about Carlos Beltran here? We know that at one time, John Mozeliak gave him a lot of money and he delivered. What an elegant man who was unfortunately wrapped up in the Houston Astros scandal. You think he'd get serious consideration?
I would have to think you talked to him a little bit. You know, I mean, I think he was very well respected here and I liked him a lot too. I mean, I don't know. You know, you'd have to really do some dig deeping and figure out exactly what happened down there and how much of a role he played. But you hired Jeff Albert when he was there, you know, and who knows what exactly he did in that, you know, situation that was going on down there. Again, we don't know. We weren't there. But I think, you know, I think if Cora and A.J. Hinch got second chances, I think Beltran deserves a second chance. Just a question of where it would be.
Good stuff. All right, sir, what's next on your plate?
Well, obviously, just still kind of digging into what happened here. We'll have a reaction to, you know, what Mike had to say today and you know, get the audio up on the site here and then, you know, kind of just follow, monitor the developments and see where we end up and who they decide to hire.
Perfect. And would you anticipate that hire because the two leading guys are here that could be by the end of this week or no?
I would be surprised if it's that quick. I think they want to kind of let the smoke and dust settle a little bit from this decision probably before they would do that. Obviously, I think it will happen quicker if it's one of the two guys that's already here internally.
So. How about the way this topic is being discussed around town? I was at a wedding. I mean, I'm in the Chase Park Plaza ballroom on Saturday night, and a guy's taking a leak. Hey, what about Mike Schill? I mean, can you go anywhere, Rob, and not be asked about this? This is like the most prevalent topic I think I can remember in a long time.
Well, because I think it caught everybody so off guard. You know, I don't think there was any possibility that anybody saw anything like this coming. That's what was so shocking. You know, when I got a tip that, you know, it was happening, I couldn't believe it, you know, on Thursday. You know, I was just stunned that they made that decision. I had to, you know, take a little time to get my head around it and to make sure it was actually true, you know, that it was happening. So I am off to the Arizona Fall League later this week to do some investigating of who's all down there and who's playing down there and watch Jordan Hicks and stuff like that. So there'll be some stories like that coming up soon on the website, too.
Good stuff, Rob. We appreciate your time, sir. Good reporting. Thank you, sir.
All right, Frank, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's Rob Raines, one of the best in the business, joining us. Melina.